Today, let's head in your Bible to Luke 19 and meet a small man with a really big problem. Most of us spend time trying to figure out who we are and even more time trying to make sure other people see us the right way. Let me introduce you to Zacchaeus. So the city was buzzing. Jesus was coming through town and everybody wanted to see him. One man in the crowd especially wanted to look. His name was Zacchaeus. But you see, Zacchaeus was short, really short. The big crowd on the side of the road bumped and pushed Zacchaeus out of the way in the hustle and the excitement. But the real problem for Zacchaeus was that he was a tax collector and he took money from the people. He often took more money and he kept it in his pockets. The people of the town made it clear that they didn't like him. Now, you probably heard this story, but here's the twist. The problem for Zacchaeus was that his job became his protection. If people didn't like him, at least he could be powerful. If people pushed him out of the crowd, no big deal. At least he had money for his own place. Zacchaeus had his identity wrapped up in his job and in his money. As Jesus walks through the town, Zacchaeus runs ahead of the crowd. He climbs a sycamore tree. Sure, Zacchaeus is short, but up in that tree, Zacchaeus could see Jesus without being seen. Nobody in the crowd would stare at him or whisper behind his back. From way up high, Zacchaeus had the perfect view. Here comes Jesus! But then Jesus stops right under Zacchaeus' sycamore tree. We see in verse 5 that Jesus looks up and says, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." Did you catch that? Jesus knew his name. Before Zacchaeus said sorry, before Zacchaeus could defend his choices or hide, Jesus called Zacchaeus by his name. I imagine that Zacchaeus was so happy that he almost fell out of the tree. Well, some people in the crowd grumbled and they were pretty upset. Zacchaeus didn't care what they thought. Zacchaeus was so overjoyed that in verse 8 he says, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I've cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back 4 times the amount." Think about this just for a moment. Something bigger than a job or money changed Zacchaeus. Jesus was the person that changed Zacchaeus's heart. Jesus finishes the story and says, "Today salvation has come to this house, for the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost." And so here's the good news. You may feel invisible, or maybe you think that people only see you for what you produce or what you post or how you perform. Remember that just like Zacchaeus, Jesus came to find you. Jesus loves you and called you by name. Jesus wants to be in your life each minute, each hour, and each moment of every day.